Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Jamie, she has no last namey. Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Nobody socks it to us like Amy Tsakarellis.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Lisa Wallant, now that's what I call Wallant. The Bay Area betches, betches.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Always ready for Nicole Passeretti.
One day your Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Ann.
Nancy, Cease, and Desisto.
Joey Grant, the Grandmaster. Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews sisters.
And
Mina, Coochie, Coochie, Coochie.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Is what happens when there's so much that crappens.
Crappens. Crappens.
Crappens. Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. There's a brand new episode up on YouTube, so just Google it, Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, and enjoy. And joining me is the wonderful and hilarious co-host of the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast podcast. It's Ronnie Karam. What's going on, Ronnie?
Well, hello, Bean.
Hi, hi, hi. I miss you. It's only been a day, but I miss you.
See, I always miss you, Ben. You're always in my heart.
Oh, Ronnie and I had a super fun, crazy weekend in Florida. So thank you, everyone, who came to our Florida shows. Captain Lee and Leah Black came to our Fort Lauderdale show, and Jackie Siegel of the Queen of Versailles came to our Tampa show. So it was a really crazy, super fun Florida weekend. So thanks, everyone who showed up, who came, who and any of that. People who got drunk, to the lady who got dragged out of our Fort Lauderdale show, I salute you. She was having a great time. She really was. She was like, yeah. As she was getting dragged out, she like saluted us. She was great.
Oh.
That was super fun. And guess what? It's just going to keep on going. We have a new show to announce tomorrow, but we're announcing it tomorrow. But keep your ears open for it. In the meantime, this week, we have so much fun stuff. We are going to Indianapolis and Chicago. The Chicago shows are completely sold out, but there are still tickets for Indianapolis. So if you couldn't get a ticket to BravoCon, hey, come see us. So here's what the plan is. In Indy, we are going to be recapping the latest episode of Dallas. And the early Chicago show, we're going to do the latest episode of New Jersey. And for the late show, we're going to do a classic New York episode. It's going to be season 6, episode 10, Bon Voyage Ramona. Okay? It's the one where Ramona... she goes into the woods and has a terrible childhood memory. And I just skimmed through some of the episode and it is hilarious. So that's season 6, episode 10, Bon Voyage Ramona. You can, it's on Hulu and I think you could probably get it from iTunes. So, and then going forward, we got two shows in New York next week, both sold out. Thank you guys. And then in December, we got St. Louis, Philadelphia, Denver, Seattle. We start back up in January with the Golden Crappies here in Los Angeles, and then we're going to Detroit, to Columbus, two shows in Austin, Houston, Birmingham, Alabama, New Orleans, Kansas City, Omaha, Salt Lake City, Vancouver, Orlando, and going back to Charleston. So it's just like amazing. We're gonna have so much fun at all the shows. So that's all the show updates. Anything else I have to say, Ronnie, that needs to be addressed?
We have our Shannon Boldore t-shirts up still. Those are pretty fun, so go get those. We've also got Twerp, Dork, and When Life Gives You Tacos, Make Taco Salads.
Yeah.
Those are up at Crappens merch.com, which you can find at watchwhatcrappens.com. A link is there. And we're also going to re-release our Ramona Christmas and Hanukkah t-shirts, everybody, and leggings.
So good.
Okay. The Christmas one says, what does a Christmas one say? It's Ramona in a Santa hat.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Is that what it says?
Something. I cannot believe I don't remember. And then there's a
all
happy
you have to say
Ramonica.
Is Ramona. All you have to say is Ramona in a Christmas hat, and that's like, yes, done, sold.
Yes. And then the leggings are Ramona in a Christmas hat. So those are going to go back up tonight. So go buy those for Christmas, okay, everybody? Well, thank you for everybody who supports that stuff. That really helps us out. And today, we just recorded our bonus for the week. That's super fun. We talked about Ben's trip to Thailand, a little bit about my trip to Mexico, talked about Dying Dog movies. Very, very fun time.
It really was a fun episode. And wait, I got one last thing, which is that we're going to be sending out the newsletter this week. So make sure you're signed up at watchforcrappins.com.
Yeah.
I said that so unenthusiastically. It's a really good newsletter. I wrote it on the plane, so I had like more time in the world. So it's like a novel. It's like something to read while you're working out this week.
Perfect. I have not written mine yet, so I don't know what that's going to turn out to be. Who knows?
Who knows? The world's an oyster, okay?
Let's get on to the Real Housewives of Atlanta, okay?
Yeah. Atlanta, second episode, going strong. It's exciting.
Yep, it's really good. I mean, they're doing something a little different this year. Have you noticed how they're shooting it a little differently?
No.
Like really long Porsche scenes, and then we'll go to commercial and then get another Porsche scene, or like Cynthia's in almost every scene.
Yeah.
They're not switching it up between each wife. They're doing something weird with the format, and I'm kind of liking it. And it's not just Trixie Monocle songs anymore.
Yeah.
Now there's like actually artists, no offense, Trixie, but I mean like long form artists who don't just repeat the same line over and over.
I noticed that too. Yes. I noticed. I was like, whoa, it's like sounds like a real song, like an artist I should know.
Yeah. And also today we got taglines.
Yeah. Most importantly, taglines. So here they are. We start off with Kenya, who says, I was gone with the wind, but now I'm back and twice as fabulous.
Yeah, I don't think anybody needs Gone with the Wind back. Those were some rough times. So saying that. And of course, Kenya is going to be twice as terrible now.
And it's been like 6 years since that saying. I know. Like, let's give it a rest.
Yeah. Then we have Eva. I'm living my dreams, not above my means, which is the first time we've ever had poor bragging.
Yeah, yes, that's very true. It is poor bragging. She's like, I shop at
going
Ross.
Against the format. Yeah, yeah. Pretty much. It's like, who needs success? I dress for less.
She's like, I won't even do Marshalls.
I'm doing good. I've got home goods.
So then Portia's like, the phoenix has risen, and I'm saying, bye, Ashes. Which is really one of the silliest Housewives lines we've ever had.
And it's also one of Portia's most clever. Right?
Yeah. Well, I liked, what was the one? She's had some really good ones. I like the one that was like, I'm too blessed to be stressed and too, I always forget. I always get the too blessed to be stressed and too, like, tall to be in a mall. I don't know, but I liked it.
Too stressed. We're making people crazy right now.
I know.
To be blessed, Portia. Okay, and let's too see what it says. I'm too blessed to be stressed and too sexy to be thirsty.
What? It does sort of trail off there, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, this one, she doesn't know what the phoenix is. Like, she probably doesn't even know where Phoenix is. Okay. But the fact that she knows that the phoenix has risen from the ashes, like that she could, I mean, like to congratulate her gay for writing that.
She probably had a moment of panic because she probably thought that like Godzilla came in and leveled Phoenix. Like, what happened to Phoenix?
This phoenix has risen. Sorry, Scottsdale.
This phoenix has risen and I'm too sexy to be thirsty. No, Portia, no, you put two things together. No, that's an old one.
So then Cynthia, who's having an incredible season so far. Cynthia, I have to say, this is Cynthia's best season already. Like, she
already
seems to
finally have come
into her own. I don't know what it is. There's a confidence about her.
I agree. You know what it is? Because she's with a good man. not saying it's the man's. It's not because the man did it for her. It's that she's happy.
Yeah, way to be sexist.
No, meaning that she's not with fucking Peter, and you know, and she's not with Will. She's like with someone who she's feeling loved, and like, well, we'll get into it. It's like what Noelle says later on when she's Noelle's basically like, "I've never seen you in like a confident place before," and I think that's where she is.
And she's so confident that she's just getting facelifts in the middle of filming. Because, like, one testimonial, her face is one way. And then the next testimonial, she has a different face. I mean, Cynthia's just like, who cares? I'll do whatever I want. I will get a brand new face halfway through the season. And you can suck it.
And it's going to work.
And, yeah, and it works. They're both beautiful.
So, Cynthia, hers is, the only time I look back is to see how far I've come.
Which, you know, makes sense, like when you're driving and stuff. I mean, she does do a lot of driving scenes. So I just picture her eyes in that rear view mirror.
Yeah. She's basically talking about how she pulls out of her driveway.
Yes. And then Candy's. Oh, yes. Go ahead.
No. You go. Candy's.
And then Candy is, don't check for me unless you gotta check for me. Don't check for me unless you gotta check for me. Now, should that be don't check me unless you gotta check for me? Well, I wasn't sure if I heard it right. I've never heard don't check for me.
Well, if it's don't check me, then that's really getting into Sheree territory, who, by the way, I still don't know why we got rid of Sheree. Like,
I don't approve of that. I need to know what's going on with her prison boyfriend.
And her winter, spring, summer joggers.
And her baseboards.
Yeah, and her, you know... I mean, Chateau Sheree has got to be foreclosed upon by now, right? We assume that.
I don't know. I'm sensing it's listed on Airbnb. That's my prediction.
Air, who's going to check me boo and boo?
Air, who's going to check me boo and boo?
Air Sheree B&B. It'll just be her. You know that if Sheree were like an Airbnb hostess, she would just be all up in your business. She actually wouldn't even leave.
She would just write every guest a terrible review.
Yeah, she would.
So then we get Nene.
Mm-hmm. Nene's is, I'm on a spiritual journey and still traveling first class.
You suck, okay? You're an obnoxious woman. You're very mean. And I hate how you're smiling in the opening. Her mouth is like wide open. She's just giving a big fake smile. I'm so mad at Nene, okay? Can't get over it.
I haven't seen her yet,
so I don't know if I'm like less mad than I was. So I don't know.
I haven't had a reset. I actually like this line a lot, but I just don't feel like it's true. Like, I don't think she's on a spiritual journey. I think she's like on a journey to Swagga Boutique to check in on the inventory, but I don't think that's a spiritual journey.
Yeah, I'm not sure about Nene's spiritual journey, but I'm usually spiritual journeys don't include like how much money you have.
Yeah. I think
you don't talk about that, you know.
I feel like she should have had a pun about closets, right? Like, it's hard to make a pun about closets without making it sound like you're like outing yourself. Not that she is gay, but I'm just saying, like, but I feel like they're like, that's what it should have been like something like, don't come into my closet unless you want me to hit you with a belt. Yeah. Just a very straight up, no wordplay, just a general warning for all of us.
Like, I don't care if you come out of your closet, but you better get out of mine. Something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So Candy and Cynthia meet for lunch.
Mm.
Wow.
This is actually like, not much happened in the scene, but it was actually, I thought it was a surprisingly delightful scene. It was Cynthia and Candy, and then eventually Portia joined up, and they were just like chatting and laughing, and I felt like I was hanging out with my girlfriends, and I was like, I'm kind of like digging this. It just was like nice. It was like a nice, it was one of those things
where you felt like you were hanging out with your girlfriend.
I know, right?
I'm just picturing that. You at like a salad place, just hanging out on stools, laughing together.
It's like those, you know, isn't there like an Instagram account or a blog that's like women eating salad alone and laughing? And there's like all these stock photos out in the world of women laughing while they eat salads alone. That's what I am.
It's you. That's your memory of you alone at like a Mean Greens.
Yeah, I'm like, oh man, I had such a good time with Candy and Cynthia and Portia the other day. It's like, Ben, you were
alone.
You didn't
Ben.
Leave your apartment.
So there, I actually like watching people get along. It's just such a change. It's like, hey, let's do something really different. Mm-hmm. How about we just all get along and have a good time?
Yeah,
how about that?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't need it all the time, but it's fun. It's something new, guys. Let's try it in real life.
So Cynthia and Candy are there first, and Candy has been, I guess she said she's like finally back from touring. I guess she's been taking her dungeon, her sex dungeon cabaret thing or burlesque around to wherever. So she's back from that, and they're talking about her new baby that's coming down the pike with the surrogate, and she's like, they're talking about like where their baby's gonna be, and Candy's like, well, at this point the baby's just gonna be in our room. I'm like, Candy, you have a house that's attached to your house. Like, you have a whole house, a guest mansion. How do you not have room for another baby?
Candy does not want to walk around her damn house, okay? Of course she could build another room or what. I'm sure she has rooms, but it's you have to wake up and then walk, like, down long hallways, you know, when you're rich like Candy. Do you need that baby right next to you? She'll just roll over and, like, snap it on the head like a snooze button, like, bleep.
You know what I say? I say kick Kayla out. Okay, sweet girl, but she's like 21, 22. She can get an apartment in the city. Give that room to the new baby. Oh, that's ridiculous. I know that. Like, I actually know that. Like, most new parents have, or like most people have their babies in their same room. You know, beginning, but they're acting like if they're. I really don't know why I'm like really so impassioned about this, but I just feel like if the time comes where they need to have a room for the new kid, please do not do the Heather Dubrow thing and like sell a house and build a multi-million dollar house in its place. Like, just kick Kayla out, and like, she's an adult.
Poor Kayla. I love Kayla.
Kayla's nice, but she's an adult. She can get in her own apartment.
Or move into the guest mansion. Every baby needs a crate. Okay? That's what I say. Get that baby a crate and tell us about it.
Every baby needs a crate, just like every Todd needs a little footstool. I don't know what that means.
Poor Todd and his little footstool. So Candy is talking about, basically they're mad at Kenya because Kenya spilled their, you know, their gossip instead of letting them tell Portia the gossip. Kenya did it instead. It's the same storyline from last year, you know. It's like, wait for me to say it. So Kenya, finally, Portia arrives, and Portia opens up to them probably more than she ever has. Because she's trying to pretend everything's okay. But I guess she can't really pretend everything's okay. You know, it's like the People magazine of Atlanta. Like, Atlanta Today has, like, bestiality splashed all over the cover. So, you know, there you go.
The fact that, like, as they talk about Dennis and his infidelity, that bestiality keeps getting thrown in there so casually. Like, I don't understand how people are not making a stink about this. Like, it's two episodes in a row where it's like, I don't know what's going on with them. Other women, animals. I'm like, why are we just throwing animals in there, okay? And especially as gay people, like, gay people, we often get lumped into this situation. We're like, oh, you make gay marriage legal, next thing you know, what, bestiality? Like, for some reason, there's, like, the slippery slope when, like, when you turn gay, next stop is bestiality. And here, there's like, oh, yeah, bestiality. As someone who has been lumped in with the on the bestiality, like, fear train, why can't we have some more bestiality fear train from Dennis? Why?
Yeah,
why?
That is so true. Because when I was young, you know, I'm from a very religious family. And when I was young, that's what people said all the time. Like, if you allow gay marriage, why wouldn't you just allow a man to marry a goat? It's like, oh, God. And so I guess it is like that. It's like, once people accept gayness, now they're just like, okay, he's into bestiality. None of our business. And I'm like, wow, maybe that crazy lady at church really had it.
You know what? Maybe
on to something.
I feel like, you know what, a man marrying his goat probably would be a more stable relationship than a lot of things we see on Bravo, let's be honest.
He'd probably cheat less than Dennis, the goat.
I know, I think so. I feel like if Dennis found...
The goat wouldn't take back the ring, you know?
Listen, that goat's love will be unconditional. You just give it some straw, and you can step out on that goat, and the goat will not mind. The goat's like, I know what I married, and I'm okay with it.
Wow.
Portia comes in, and then she's talking about how she has not gone back to work yet because she's still really like emotionally fraught, both of the Dennis thing and then also, like, you know, the idea of having to like not be with her baby every single day is hard for her. And then in the middle of this, it's like decide to order. And I just love, I don't know if he knows this, but Portia's like, she just turns to Candy and goes like, you like wings, right? You like wings? You like wings? Cynthia's like, yeah, you like wings. You like wings, right? Candy, you like wings? Candy, you like wings, right? I just like this. Candy just has no say in it. Like, yes, she must like wings.
Yeah, and she's like, I'll also do a Henny and Coke. And Candy's like, oh, so I guess you gave up on breastfeeding, huh? She's like, well, I did it for 3 weeks, but man, even only doing it 3 weeks, I've got one nipple up here and one nipple down there. I mean, geez, I need them to be spread evenly. And if I have another kid, well, I'm not going to have another baby because I'm not going to have another baby. I'm not going to have two babies with two different daddies. But yeah. Don't tell yourself that. First of all, who cares? That would be – it's not like crazy to do that.
Yes.
And second of all, you're basically tying yourself to Dennis forever. Stop. Just stop right now.
Yeah, please.
I will not accept this. I like you, Portia.
Yeah, you're hitching your cart onto the wrong hot dog.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
And the funny thing to me is that, like, I feel like I've seen a lot on various TV shows or just talked to people about, like, breastfeeding. And I remember Rudy from The Cosby Show. I'm blanking on her name. But she was on Celebrity Big Brother, its first season, I think it was. And she quit. She essentially quit, or she asked to be voted off because she had just given birth. And so, like, her milk was drying up because she wasn't breastfeeding. And she's like, this is my milk. This is my baby. My baby relies on my milk. And, like, there's so many people who are like, this is important. Like, this is, like, mother's milk, you know? And then Portia's like, my nipple's up here and the other one's down here. Uh-uh. I'm done.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm going to have some Henny, okay?
That baby, I'm having Henny, okay?
As far as I'm concerned, that baby can drink almond milk from the fridge. Like, I don't even care at this point.
I paid a lot of money for these nips, and I am not allowing them to get crooked.
Yeah. Finally, I'm understanding motherhood. Like, this is the kind of motherhood story I can follow.
Yes. So, so now she's talking about Dennis, and they're basically like, what's going on with Dennis? Like, what is happening? And Portia is saying she's not sure that she can work it out.
Yeah, she's like, well, you know, we're still texting, but then we're texting about the baby, but then that's sprinkled in with texting about my feelings, and then that's sprinkled in with my hot dog order, and then that's, I did so much texting.
Yeah, she's, and Candy's like, see, now, Riley, is it just about the cheating? Because people get past the cheating. Was there bestiality? Did you check the goats?
Yeah, and the big thing here, like, we just glaze over the bestiality to get to, you gave the ring back, what the fuck? And she's like, he asked for it back, who does that?
Oh, I thought she didn't give the ring back, but I think you're right, because then I was looking, I was like, where's the ring? And you would think that I would have thought,
gave it back.
Wow,
yeah,
I guess it the ring didn't mean a thing, you know, as one of our cast members once sang.
If you're marrying a man who takes the ring back, don't try and get back together with the man. And don't tell me you're not trying to get back together with the man, because you are trying to get back together with the man. Okay?
Yeah.
Get a ring. Just keep your eye on the prize. Okay?
Yeah. But ultimately, Portia wants Dennis and PJ to have a good relationship. PJ is the daughter. And the women are just, they just want to prop Portia up and, like, help her get through it, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, it was nice.
Yeah, it's a nice scene. So Eva has been filling in for Portia over at Dish Nation, and she's exhausted because, you know, she's, like, full of babies herself.
Yeah.
A lot of babies.
Everyone has a baby on this show. Like, there's babies all over the place. So,
like, my water broke. There's so many babies, my water broke watching this. Like, Jesus Christ. My nipples are, like, in two different places now.
Yeah, this show is basically, like, filmed on a baby monitor at this point. Nothing but,
by the way, my nipples have always been in two places. Let's carry on.
By the way, next episode is just gonna be Portia staring at a mobile. Yeah. Mobile.
It kind of already is. I mean, they're really capturing, you know, postpartum depression. I mean, they're really capturing that. There's nothing like watching Portia just sitting depressed with her baby in her house with, like, LED strip lights running behind her in different colors. I mean, that's the most depressing shit I've ever seen.
It is. So Eva's over at Dish, and she gets a call from Cynthia, who appears in her phone as Mother. And this season, Cynthia and Eva are best friends, because that's, like, what Cynthia does, is that, like, every season she has a new best friend that she's close with. Which is going to be a problem for Kenya now. But so Cynthia tells Eva, like, oh, just so you know, you were a hot topic of conversation after you left Kenya's party. Because, as people may remember, it's really hard to, let's see if I can state this clearly. I will not be able to. But Portia, I can't remember how it all came up. Kenya was telling, Portia was telling, no, I can't.
Okay. Portia was talking to Eva. Eva was the one who said she didn't want her baby to be around. She just didn't bring her kids because she doesn't know if people are going to fight. She's never been around Kenya. Right. Then Portia ran and told that to Kenya right away because now they're best friends. So yes. Cynthia is tattletaling on Portia for telling Kenya.
Exactly. There you go.
Okay. So and I'm very proud of myself for
you
that.
You did that really well.
I literally brain just had to totally close froze. My eyes like Russell Crowe in Beautiful Mind. That was Russell Crowe, right?
Yes.
And like watch the numbers fly around and it came to me.
And I was just Jennifer Connelly standing in the corner being like, wow, I'm going to get an Oscar for this.
So Eva's mad. And also Cynthia is talking like she took 3 Adderall. She's like, hey girl, okay, listen to everything that's going on. Blah, 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 okay, bye. And I was like, man, Cynthia is going to work the hardest this season. Like, yeah. I've never seen Cynthia with this much energy. And it honestly makes me kind of uncomfortable. I'm not sure.
It's a little odd. So Eva has sort of like the line of the episode. She's like, you know, this happened last year. I had to gather everyone like a ponytail. Like, let it go, everyone. There aren't enough edges in this group to keep gathering them like a ponytail.
Yeah. So Eva's like, I do not have time. And Cynthia's like, well, you need to read her like you did Marlo cha. When Cynthia, we got a good old fashioned cha.
In Tokyo read. So that was Eva's best moment.
Yeah, it really was. It was when Eva proved herself because so far she had been like wedding storyline.
Yeah.
But yeah, she proved herself and she's going to continue that today. But Cynthia brings up gay pride because it's New York City World Pride and a bunch of Bravo people went. So I like that they're making that kind of a crossover event for all the different shows. We'll see how that works out.
Yeah, it was very exciting to see Sonia Morgan in the previews for next week's episode. Like, who'd have thought Sonia Morgan would ever make her way onto Real Housewives of Atlanta? But here she is. Here she is.
So Kenya's house. Oh my god, there's a lot of sadness in this episode. Let's just not just, lie about
there's it. Just like between the breakups and the babies, it's a lot. It makes me pine for some of the other, like, makes me pine for like New York or Potomac, where they're just messy and that's that. And I feel like they're trying to be messy. Like, they are trying. They are injecting that bestiality wherever they can. They are dropping bestiality. But at the end of the day, we're still looking at sad women with babies, you know?
Yeah, and I don't like that they're sad. But both of these situations, like, it was so easy to call it right at the beginning. Like, yeah. Oh, you're marrying a hot dog guy you've known for 5 minutes who's also fucking someone else and has, like, you know, tattoos of – it's like a keychain store at a tourist – or it's a tourist store with, like, a keychain rack, all the girls on him. And then Kenya, wow, you met your husband at a restaurant, knew him for like 5 minutes. Come on, people, come on, make an effort.
So Kenya's FaceTiming with Mark and like basically doing it so that way Brooklyn can see her dad, and he's like upset with how Brooklyn's hair is and he hates the dog, and like Kenya basically says that even though he has other kids, he kind of acts like he has no idea like how to be a parent.
She was saying he's got 2 kids, so he's treating her like she doesn't know anything about
being a parent. Maybe that's, you know, maybe I'm just like missing all the finer nuances of the show tonight. I'm just like,
he's like, I hate when the dog's in the house. Stop letting the dog kiss the human. And why isn't there gel in the baby's hair? That baby looks like a boy. I don't like my baby to look like a boy. What the fuck? How's swimming? We already been competitive with the parents. Like, fuck you, dude. Fuck you. You're not even here to see your fucking kid. You're not even making an effort. And when she's like, when are we going to see you again? He's like, we'll see.
Yeah.
How about you go fuck yourself? I hope she takes you for every penny you have. You're an asshole. Even... I'm standing up for Kenya. So
yeah.
How dare you do this to me?
We have turned a new leaf. This is shocking. Shocking.
Yeah, he's a horrible human being, and you made a huge mistake having a baby with him. Although, that baby is one of the cutest fucking babies I've ever seen in my life.
It'll be a really gorgeous, you know, baby, then child, then adult, because those are good genes. I think that those are solid genes.
Yeah, but what a prick. Wow.
Speaking of good genes, we now go over to Cynthia, who's driving with Noelle, who was having anxiety at Howard. And I was like really worried. I was like, oh God, please say that you didn't drop out also. Because like, there's a really, really strong track record of Bravo kids going off to college and then dropping out. And I actually feel like in some ways they are like drawn to the cameras and they want to come back for that. But she's still in school, so I'm very happy. And, you know. That's good. So I'm happy.
Her big news is that she's fluid.
Yeah.
And Cynthia's like, well, I knew that she was fluid, child, but I didn't know that she was flowing.
Yeah, I didn't know she was out there being fluid, flowing everywhere.
Yeah, Cynthia's like, I mean, Noelle's like, stop making a title for it, Mom. It's like, whatever. Like, sometimes I like girls and sometimes, like, whatever, Mom. And she's like, okay, well, so World Pride is around the corner. So love is love. Yeah, this is great. This is great. Which it is. And, you know.
Good for
her. I'm so glad I wasn't born in a time with that many options, because I'm terrible at a salad bar. Okay? Like, I will pick everything. I feel like I came from a time where it's like, you're gay or you're... That was, like, huge, you know?
Right.
There weren't as many options, and, man, I'm almost grateful for that, because I can never make up my mind.
Life was simpler back then.
Oh, life! Remember when you were simple!
So I also thought it was funny because Noelle, she's like, so Mom, did you miss me when I was in college? Like, you and Mike are all booed up. And Cynthia goes, well, you left and Mike came. And it's like, oh, did you have to make a coming joke to your daughter?
Yeah, that was pretty gross. And Noelle's just grossed out. You
know? Noelle's like,
just totally falls flat.
She's like, I was fluid, but I think I've actually now committed to something. And then Noelle's basically shading Peter. She's like, you know, I'm happy for you because I never got to see you and my dad when you were in love. And like, my only example would be you and Peter. And, you know.
Definitely don't want that.
Yeah.
Definitely don't want
I'm just
that.
So happy to finally have role models. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And Cynthia's like, well, you know, I hope that you bring home the next goat you date. We'll all celebrate.
So does your fluidity involve goats? Because I hear there's some guy who married one. No.
So let's go to Bravo's favorite new hobby, the trampoline park.
Trampolines. And this time to make things a little more exciting, they put the trampolines in slow motion. Ooh, the drama. Bodies falling and bouncing.
Changing it up, but it did. So Candy is meeting Marlo. And listen, Marlo, no one's having a very happy year. Can you maybe bring some fun?
I know.
Marlo is also, even Marlo's having a rough time.
Marlo, like someone like told Marlo, by the way, this season we are going to be focusing on sadness and children. She's like, okay, let me just get my sister committed to the mental hospital and I'll be right back with you.
Yeah, exactly. That was really sad. So her sister, her sister's kids called and said, can you pick me up? Mom just got taken away. And she said, by the police? And they were like, no, the mental hospital or whatever, because she's bipolar and something else. I forgot.
Well, either way, obviously it's great that Marlo is taking care of these kids. But at the same time, I also have to wonder, man, if Marlo is who you have to go to, wow, these kids, this is hard.
Yeah. And they call her, Candy's like, what's your nickname for her again? And I was like, last resort. No, just kidding. It's Munty, which is cute. But
mommy,
Marlo's,
auntie.
Yeah, mommy, auntie, Munty. And this is really fucking sad. And good for Marlo taking care of those kids.
I know. It showed like a softer side of Marlo.
My first instinct was, why are we at a trampoline park instead of Marlo's house watching this shit go down? Like, this is a spinoff if I've ever heard it. If Nene can get a spinoff for her fake divorce, then Marlo can get a spinoff for her, like, new facts of life situation.
I mean, why wouldn't we want to see Marlo at a trampoline park? She showed up in sequins. She, like, even Candy was like, you are in sequins at a trampoline park. Like, truly the worst option in a big bouncy area is sequins.
Yeah. So Candy is now friends with Marlo, obviously. She's closer with her. And they're talking about Nene and, God, what's going to happen with Nene? And Candy's like, well, she did reach out to me, so maybe that means we're moving forward. And Marlo's like, well, just because
you have problems with Nene, I don't need to be in the middle.
She's like, yeah, but you didn't really stand up for me in that whole closet thing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, exactly. And Marlo's like, well, you know what? You know, it's like I said, like, you shouldn't listen to what people say. And Candy's like, but I listened to you. She's like, exactly. You shouldn't have listened to me when I said go into the closet.
So then we get a lovely ballad for another Portia scene.
Mm-hmm.
Really liked it. Almost put on my Shazam. But then I was like, what are you, 90? Who has Shazam? Do I even have Shazam? Well, I don't even know.
How did the ballad go?
It was like, I take care of you. Oh, I take care of you.
And it's Portia. She's at home with the baby, of course. And in an effort to increase the show to maximum baby load, here comes Shamia with her baby.
Yeah, lots of babies.
So that's what I wrote down right here. I said, so many babies. So Portia's like, before Shamia and I had our babies, we'd be talking about what's the next wig we're going to get. Where's the vacation? Where's the hookah spot, bitch? I was like, whoa.
Where's the hookah place, bitch?
Portia's hilarious.
I'm never sitting around talking about bottles, babies, and bibs.
Yeah.
So they start talking. Portia's like, we're drinking, okay?
Yeah.
Like, and don't even worry about pumping and dumping, because this hardly has any alcohol. It's only got 5%.
Shamia's baby looks terrified. Her eyes were like bulging, like, where am I? Who is this scary lady? I feel like there's some bestiality happening here. What's going on?
Her baby was giving Portia the funniest looks. The yeah. whole scene, they kept cutting to that baby.
She's like, are you feeding my mom alcohol? You know I have to suckle from her teat soon, right?
Yeah.
I'm a child.
Oh, I was looking how much alcohol is in wine, because I literally have no idea. 11%.
But it wasn't wine. I thought it was like a brand. I thought it was some sort of like
Zima. It was a type. Wine cooler. But when she said, this is hardly anything. Well, bottles range from as little as 5.5% alcohol by volume to as much as around 20%. Yeah. Is what it says. Because I thought 5% is normal, isn't it?
Like, Portia,
this is light.
Portia's like, it says it's 1%, and they mean it so seriously they say it again. It's like, no, that's 11%.
Yeah. It's one repeated.
Yeah. 1 to 1%. The range is 1 to 1%.
So they start talking about Dennis again, and Portia, love you. Sorry for everything you're going through, kind of, even though you did it to yourself by being with a scumbag that everybody told you was a scumbag from the beginning. Still kind of feel for you. Really don't want to hear about this for the next 19 hours of my life. Thanks. Yeah.
So basically, Portia and Dennis, they banged. And she's like, it wasn't my fault, for real. I just got out of my 6 weeks. And she basically says they went to therapy together. And on the way back, no, not to therapy. They went to like a doctor's checkup. And on the way back, Dennis was like, why don't we go to the liquor store? Which is like pretty much as red a flag as could be. Like, I think at that point you just, that's like where you know where the night is going at that point. And you guys are broken up. If he's saying, let's go to the liquor store together, you don't go to the liquor store. But
Portia is such a dope. She's like, he said, you want to go get some liquor? You want to go to the liquor store to get some liquor? I was like, okay, well, that's a good thing to go to a liquor store for. And then we started watching this movie, but it turned out to be a series. It's like, Portia's the easiest tricked person of all time.
Have you ever seen this movie called Frasier?
I said, sure, then we'll watch a movie called Cheers. It's going to be amazing. Got a free 2 hours.
So they, like, then they got sucked into this series because Dennis needed to see how it ended up. I really want to know what show it was. I, like, desperately need to know. Like,
this is like Game of Thrones. It's still playing in the background.
Oh, God. So, yeah, so then basically he stayed over. And they slept together, I should say. That's the crucial part.
And I am just completely shocked. And, you know, you're right. That's your baby's father. You have fun. So then Cynthia is in the car, because that's what Cynthia does. And she's trying to parallel park. And then Kenya comes up in her new Tesla with, like, those futuristic doors that go up.
Yeah.
And that's basically me trying to order my phone around. Like, I'm the only person who doesn't know how to say, hey, phone name. I won't say it to make everybody crazy. You know, call so-and-so. I'm the only person that I know who still can't do shit like that.
Yeah. Well, I never know the questions you're supposed to ask Siri or tell Siri to do. Like, there's a whole – Siri can do so much, but I just ultimately just wind up saying things like, where is McDonald's? And then she's like, I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. And I'm like, no, where? And I'm like, fine, never mind. And I ask her so formally as if I'm interrupting her. I'm always like, excuse me, Siri, Where's McDonald's? You know, like, I'm always, like, so tentative, and I don't know why. I'm like, she works for me, okay? She works for me.
I know, I'm like that, too. And then I always say, thank you, and she never says anything back, and I'm like, well, excuse me for having manners.
I know, exactly. I'm sorry, Siri, that I'm trying to be a friendly boss. Yeah. Apparently, it's unappreciated.
Sorry for, yeah, sorry for trying to lift your spirits on a work day. Jeez. So, Kenya's like, close, please, door, close, door, close. I've had it with this door, this motherfucking door. No, she does. She finally gets it closed. And then she's meeting Cynthia at, like, some spiritual place called Three Corners.
Yeah, and then we just see this, like, this guy, and he's just sitting there in, like, a football jersey, but also various accoutrements, and he's like, hey, beautiful ladies. I was like, this is not what I was expecting in this, like, House of Buddhas.
Yeah. Welcome to Three Corners. So she's like, well, since I was accused of having bad energy, I need some protection hanging out with Eva.
Like, oh God, Eva said one thing.
I know, but I appreciate this. I like that Kenya's going to go after Eva because it's going to make Eva get all prickly. And it's a stupid fight and it doesn't have anything to do with babies. Well, I guess it does have to do with babies.
Yes, it does.
It is does have to do with babies, but it's gonna be petty. It's like I need some pettiness on the show right now because everything else is like too like serious.
It's a lot, yeah. And Kenya's already using that baby for every fight ever. She's like, yes. You are bringing bad energy around my child. It's like, oh God, here yeah. we go.
She's gonna return Eva's gift, which is very Kim Richards. It'll be lots of drama, I'm sure.
Yeah, good luck at the Home Goods without a receipt.
Yeah. Well, so now the thing is that now Kenya's getting mad at Cynthia because Cynthia's defending Eva. Well, that's how Kenya sees it as Cynthia defending Eva. Cynthia is merely just saying what the situation was, which was just like a casual comment and trying to like she's trying to like basically defuse the situation. And Kenya's seeing it as like, no, you're defending her. Oh, and you guys are best friends now. I thought we were best friends. And like, I'm the only one who's ever been a good friend to you. And like, you always like go after Nini or now Eva and they treat you badly, but I'm the only one who's a good friend, which is usually the thing that an abusive person says.
Yeah, that's Kenya. But Cynthia is also defusing it because she was part of the problem. We see the clip and Cynthia's like, yeah, she's never really been around Kenya before. So she's the one who said that.
Yeah.
So she's probably going to get dragged in at some point. So she's like, don't get too mad. I do like that Cynthia has such a backbone now. She's like, take your tone down. I'm not Brooklyn.
Yeah, exactly. So so then we go over to a place called Formerly Yours, which is it's basically a bridal shop. Candy's like, please tell me we're not at a bridal shop. But because Cynthia's brought them there, but Cynthia's looking for her World Pride gown. And so even though it is a bridal shop, it is also a gown shop. So Cynthia's not dropping any hints, allegedly, although it's clear that she is.
Yeah. She's like, it's totally normal to wear a wedding dress for pride.
A wedding dress that says Jahil on the back of it.
Yeah. I'm wedding fluid. I just have a wedding every day. Different kinds of weddings every day. That's my right.
So Eva joins
them. I identify
them.
As someone about to have a wedding. Okay.
So that is funny. So Eva joins in, and the store lady is like, she's really bad at customer patter. She's like very like aggressive about it. So Eva enters and is looking pregnant, and the store lady is like, "Oh my goodness, you're so cute. When are you due?"
Like, she was like that. She was super awkward. You look really cute. When are you due?
Yeah. She was like, this is the line I'm supposed to say when I see a pregnant person enter the store.
So Eva's like, oh, you know, I'm 2 months. And I told Candy first. And Cynthia's like, I thought I was your new best friend now. Why are you telling Candy first, not me? I mean, Candy, she got me a necklace that says, Jahil, did she give you a necklace? Did she give you one? So Cynthia's all competing over best friends.
Aw, so the poor Cynthia, she's always just on the butt end of these situations, isn't she? So we learn that Eva has not spoken to Nini ever since the reunion, pretty much, which is surprising because Eva would say that Nini is her big sister and had Nini invited Nini to make a speech at her wedding, which Nini did very begrudgingly. And so basically Eva and Cynthia, I'm assuming no one has really spoken to Nini because she was such a monster at the reunion and everyone's like, fuck this bitch. But you know, we know she's coming back into the picture.
Yeah. So they're talking about, you know, who's going to fight with Nene, but then it comes over to the Kenya conversation. So Cynthia's like, well, you should have come to lunch with us the other day because we were talking about how Kenya was the one to bring that stuff up to Portia. And we wanted to bring it up.
Yeah. And sincerely stuff.
Yes. And then they tell her about the other stuff that she's in trouble for saying about Kenya, like not wanting to have her kids there.
Because Kenya brought that stuff up as a gift to Portia, since Portia told Kenya that Eva said she didn't feel comfortable with her kid there.
This is only episode 2.
I know, it's so convoluted.
We're like lost in the woods, okay, and it's episode 2.
I know, and so Eva's basically like, yeah, I'm not bringing my kid around. They're like, if I will bring my kid wherever I say it's appropriate, and like it's no like ifs, ands, or buts, no questions asked, like I choose what I'm going to do. I don't even know Kenya's middle name. I don't even know her real eye color. I don't even know if there's shampoo in her shampoo bottles.
Yeah, and I'm with her on that, but this is going to be a season of everybody fighting in the name of their child. Like,
yeah.
I am a mother. How dare you tell me? You're attacking my baby. You're attacking my... How dare you attack me as a mother?
Oh, it's just going to be truly, truly awful.
Oh, so Eva's going off now, you know, and she's mad that Portia was talking about her, and she's been filling in at work for Portia, which I guess is kind of a favor, but it's also like making you more famous. So I don't know. I think thank yous are in order as well here, ma'am. But she's going off on Portia, and she's like, she has enough business to worry about. Should I bring up the blogs? Because why doesn't she worry about blogs?
Oh, God. And then when... Eva's, why did I write down Eva saying Dennis with a bow, Dennis with a bow?
Okay, well, I wrote down Cynthia saying, turn down, bun, turn down, which is great.
Yeah.
But we both went haywire on our notes, because here's my notes. Eva is, she stop, :, get her C-stectoma, Jaya, OMG. And she got to worry about NPIT. Espa epnomy else.
I feel like your fingers were not aligned. Your fingers were not aligned with your keyboard. You know when that happens? Yes, it's like the most surreal
thing. That's what happened.
You know when you start typing and you're like, oh, wait a second, why are there so many semicolons? You're like, the words are not matching my fingers. You clearly like had your hands like two letters over.
Yeah. S tumor, TP, get ohm every pume. Either, E:C.
Either way, they were clearly talking about Portia and Dennis, like maybe getting back together, like that they will probably get back together again. And Eva starts making this joke, which I forget the context of like Dennis with a bow, Dennis with a bow. I guess maybe that's what the kid, I don't know what it was. But the most important part for me.
Yeah, she was saying the kid is like Dennis with a bow.
Yeah, Dennis with a bow. But the most important part is as they were starting to get shady, Candy started to do like a tornado alarm. Did you hear that? Because in the background, she started going, is Helen Hunt?
Kill you.
Where is Helen Hunt and the Pepsi
cans? A
cow
flies across the screen.
You go back and you listen. You will hear Candy doing a tornado alarm, and it is the funniest thing.
Nene just flies by a trailer truck, you know? Okay, guys,
true.
I know that you're all dying for this. Let's talk to Portia about how she feels about Dennis. Oh, can't wait. Can't wait. So Portia's in the car talking to Lauren on the phone, and Lauren is talking about how her marriage was miserable too, and she knows how much it sucks, but it's also really hard doing everything alone. I'm like, wow. Okay, hang up on Lauren and call somebody to tell you to dump this asshole.
Yeah, exactly. So Portia arrives at therapy. And she's like already very upset. She's like, man, like if I have to wake up at like 11 a.m. to go to this therapy session, this must mean that something serious is happening. So she shows up and there's like another one of those like real songs playing where it's like, life is hard. And then it like fades out. And I was like, what's happening? I thought we were going to get to see therapy, but we weren't allowed to.
Yeah, well, we get 35 minutes later and she's like, bah! Like she comes out crying. And apparently Dennis... You know, she was saying, you better tell me the truth. You better tell me the truth. And then he told her the truth. And she's like, how dare you?
Yeah.
Which I don't blame her because the truth sucks because he was fucking
truth
somebody
hurts,
else while she was
Lizzo
pregnant.
Says.
Yeah. It sucked. It was sad.
No, it sucks. It's hot because she sort of like knows it. But like this, to hear the actual truth, it's like it still can hit you like a pile of bricks. So she she heads home and Lauren comes over and then there's like crying. And Portia basically said that like the therapy session started and like immediately Dennis just was bawling. And yeah, and he told her that he cheated, et cetera. And then now she's basically saying that she's done. She's done with Dennis, which I don't think is true because I'm pretty sure I saw on her Instagram a few months ago, like, love my Dennis, something like that. So we know that this is going to, like, I think they're going to ultimately get back together unless I'm mistaken and I'm too lazy to look on Instagram right now.
Yeah, I don't. Portia's one of those people where, you know, they call. I give them a couple of times on the phone crying about it, but then you have to just stop because, you know, this is her whole life now. It's going to be calling and crying. Then we got back together and then they don't call you back. And then, you know, they call you back. Look, I'm sorry I haven't talked to you, but, you know, I was just trying to work on my relationship and I'm so sad. It's like, oh, God, I've been on that cycle so many times that I'm mad at Portia for it. And I don't even know Portia.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Exactly. So that is the Atlanta episode. We'll be back tomorrow with some Below Deck. We have a new city to announce that we've never been to, okay? And once again, in case you missed it, we are covering Dallas this Friday and Indianapolis. We're covering Jersey for the early show in Chicago. And for the late show, it's going to be a classic New York episode, season 6, episode 10. The one that's called Bon Voyage, Ramona. We're really excited for some classic Ramona hysterics. So get your tickets for Indianapolis at watchwhatcrappens.com. And we'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
Bye.